Okay, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah says, Natalat Sarishanim Lamakam Echad. If he did Natila, if he poured the waters, the first waters, so now he did the first rinsing onto each hand, and he pours them over one spot in the ground. He pours them into Lamakam Echad. So he does the rinsing over one spot in the ground. Maybe there's a depression in the ground, and now this depression in the ground is filled up with a pool of water from the first waters that he used for the first rinsing. Ves hashnim, but then the second waters, when he does the second rinsing, those second waters go limakam acher, go into another place. So you have two pools of water in front of you. One is a little pool of water on the ground from the first waters you used, and one is from the second waters you used. Now, remember, the way that we discussed this before is that with the first netilah that you do, that those first waters are tummy now, because they came into contact with your hands, which were tummy. And then we said the purpose of the second waters is to be metahir the first water. So when you rinse your hands the second time, those second waters are metahir the water that are on your hands. So now the question is, what if I have now the first waters that I used are sitting in a pool on the ground, and then the second waters that I used are sitting in a pool on the ground? V'nafal kikar shel chuma al rishonim, and then a kikar shel chuma, a loaf of bread, let's say, of chuma, falls onto the first waters. Well, tummy. That kikar is going to be tummy. Why? Because as you and I both know, the first waters that you use to do netilas yadayim with, well, the stuff that's on your hands ultimately are going to be rinsed off by the second waters, and they'll become tar. But the water, the first waters that are in the ground, that are sitting in a pool in the ground right now, those waters are tummy. And therefore, the kikar that comes into contact with them is tummy. The al hashniyim. And what about, though, if the kikar shel chuma falls onto the second waters, tahar? That kikar is going to be tahar. Why is the kikar going to be tahar? Well, that's because the second waters, yes, they've rinsed off the first waters, and now they've landed in a little ditch on the ground and filled, and now they're sitting there on the ground. That pool of water is going to be tahar waters. The second waters are tahar waters. Okay, now, Natalas Rishonim Ves Hashnim L'makam Echad. But what about if you did Natilas Yadayim of the first waters and the second waters? In other words, the first rinsing and the second rinsing is kind of like the way that you would do Natilas Yadayim. You did it into one place. Well, V'nafal Kikar Shel Chuma, and then a kikar shel chuma falls into that pool of water. So the pool of water is a mixture of the first waters and the second waters. So the halach is that when the kikar shel chuma falls into them, tummy, the kikar, the loaf of chuma, is going to be tummy. Why? Well, because the second waters are matar, only the first waters that are on your hand, not when they're sitting together in a pool of water on the ground. Okay, now, Natalas Rishon, but what about if you did Natilas Yadayim of the first waters? In other words, you did the first pouring of waters, first rinsing of waters onto your hands, V'nimtza al yadav kisam o tzoror, and then it was found on his hands a kisam or a tzoror. Kisam is literally like a splinter of wood, and the tzoror is like little pebbles, little gravel maybe, that are on your hands. So you see that there's shmutz, some sort of item on your hands. Maybe it's a little bit of wood, maybe it's some gravel or something that's on your hands. Yadav Tameis, his hands are tamei. Why are his hands tamei? Even after he puts on the second rinsing of water, it's still going to be, his hands are still going to be considered to be tamei. Why? She'ein ha'mayim acharonim, because the latter waters, the second waters that you use in order to rinse off the first waters, they are not mitarim ela hamayim shal gabei hayad, only the water that's on the hand. In other words, the second waters, in order for the second waters to be mitar, the first waters, they have to come into contact with the water that's where? Well, when the first waters are on the hand itself, not the water that's on a kisam or a tzoror, not the waters that are on this shmutz, this splinter of wood, or the gravel that's on your hand. Okay, so what does that mean over here? So there's two basic explanations for what's going on in the Mishnah. The first explanation, opinion of the Rash, is that what happens is that the case over here that we're dealing with is when you have this the splinter of wood or the gravel that's on your hand, it's not sticking, it's really sticky to your hands. The water that you rinse the first time onto your hands is able to penetrate that splinter or the gravel, and it does ultimately get to your hands. But the problem is that there's also a little bit of water that's on the gravel itself or that's on the splinter of wood itself. And so therefore, even after you do Natilas Yadayim, the second time, the second rinsing, well, there's still that water that's on the twig or on the gravel. And that water never does not become tar, because second waters, the Mayim Shneim, have the ability to be tar only water that's on your hand, not water that's on the shmutz, that's on the twig, the splinter, or the gravel. And therefore, that water that's on the gravel or that's on the twig will be metame, the waters or the hand itself. Okay, that's one explanation. The second explanation is the opinion of the Rambam, which seems to be the simple read, maybe, of the Mishnah, is that we're talking about chatzitza. Chatzitza is when you have some impediment on the hand that blocks the water from getting through and touching that and fully rinsing the hand. And so, therefore, what? So the idea over here is that after you do the first netila, after you do the first rinsing, you notice on your hand that there's some sort of shmutz, some sort of a chatzitza that blocks, that seems to block the hand. Okay, so what about if you immediately take off the chatzitza? You see that there's a chatzitza. Well, you did the first rinsing, and now you see that there's a chatzitza on your hand, so you quickly take it off, and then you do the second netila. The problem is that the second netila cannot function like a first netila, and therefore it will not be metaher ultimately, because there's a little part of the skin that wasn't rinsed from the first rinsing, which means that that part of the hand is still tummy, which means that the waters that touch that part of the hand is going to be tummy water, and therefore the hands are not going to become tahar. Okay. That's the first part of the mission. Now, Rav Shimon Galil Omer, Rav Shimon Galil says, though, kol shuhu mebriyas hamayim, anything that is from the, literally from the creation of the water, tahar, is tahar. What does that mean? So what we're talking about over here right now is that when Chazal talk about things that are from the creation of water, it means that as we relate to the items that are in the water, as we seem to perceive it, that there were, let's say there were little bugs in the water, that there were eggs maybe that started off in the water and then they ultimately hatched or something, were laid, and now there are little bugs or little worms that are in that water, some little organisms in the water. So those little organisms that are in the water are from what we relate to, the way that we perceive it as mebriyas hamayim, from the creation of the water. So the things that are from the, that originate from the water are tahar. They themselves are pure. If, in other words, and again, there are going to be two explanations for this, given the way that we understood the previous point. The Tanna Kamma just basically got done saying is that the second waters cannot be metahar, the first waters that are on they can be mitar, only the first waters that are on the hand, not the first waters that are sitting on top of some sort of a kisam or a tsaror. But in this case, though, let's say you notice on your hand that there are little bugs or little organisms from the water. So now when the second waters come and are mitar, the first waters, we don't view that as waters that are on top of the organism that have to be mitar, that you cannot be mitar because it's not the hand itself. We don't view it that way. We view it like the water itself. Those little organisms that are in the water are considered to be like the water itself. That's one explanation. That would be like the first explanation that we said. And the second explanation is that, again, if you go with the idea of the Rambam, that we're talking about chatzitza in this Mishnah. So what that means is that the organisms of the water that are part of the water are not considered to be a chatzitza. So if as a person is washing his hands, he does the first netila, and he discovers that clearly in the water there are some little organisms, little bugs or something, and now that little bug or little organisms that are on his hand, when he does the second netila, it's not considered like there's a chatzitza on his hand. Okay, so what do we say in this Mishnah? What we said is that when you do netila sedaim of the first rinsing into a pool of water into the ground, now you have a little pool of the first waters, so if bread comes into contact with that, if truma bread comes into contact with those waters, the truma becomes tameh. What about the second waters from the second rinsing? If you had a second pool of water of those, well, those are tahar. So if bread, if chuma would come into contact with those, the bread would be tahar. What about if you rinsed your hands into the same area on the ground? And you have the first waters and the second waters, they're all sitting in one little pool in the ground. Well, it's all one mixture. It's all considered to be tameh, and therefore a loaf of chuma that comes into contact with those waters would be tameh. That was the first part of the Mishnah. Now, the second part of the Mishnah was, well, what about if you, when you do the Netzilas Adayim, after you do the first rinsing, you see that there's a kisam or a tsaror, a little bit of gravel or a little bit of twigs or splinters of wood on your hand. What's the halacha? You did a full Netzilas Adayim. So you did a first rinsing and then you did a second rinsing. What's the halacha? The halacha is that your hands are not considered to be tar. And we gave two explanations for how that works. Either because, and the idea is that the second waters that you do the rinsing with are matar, only the first waters that are directly on the hand, not waters that are sitting on top of that kisam or on top of that soror. And therefore, because those waters are not taharable, so therefore, even though you did a second rinsing, But those waters themselves that are on top of the keys from the Torah can be metame the rest of the hand, or the rest of the waters on the hand, etc. That was one explanation. The other explanation is the opinion of the Rambam, that the way that this is working is that the kisum of the Torah is like a chatzitza. So it's blocking the first waters from getting through and coming into contact with the hand entirely. And therefore, if you quickly take off that chatzitza before you're doing the second netila, well, now when you do the second netila, that's not gonna accomplish a full-fledged tahara, because a portion of the hand wasn't reached by the first waters. Okay, and now Rav Shimon Galil adds to that, and he says, by the way, you should know anything that originated from the water, that developed in the water itself, little bugs, little organisms, is tahar. And what we explain is that given the two explanations of the previous part of the Mishnah, it's going to follow for Rav Shimon Galil's statement as well. In other words, that if I tell you that with the chiddush over here is that if the kisum ha'tzor is on your hand, the water that's sitting on top of it cannot become tahar by means of the second rinsing. But if those little things on top of your hand weren't a kisum ha'tzor, let's say the little organisms that were in the water itself, well, that could become tahar by the second rinsing. Or if you learn like the Rambam, that the second part of the Mishnah, well, now what we're telling you is that if those little things in your hand weren't a kisum ha'tzor, it would be little organisms, that's not a chatzitza. And therefore, when you do the second rinsing, it's a valid rinsing, and the hands become tahar. Okay.